So we have William Heiser today.
Now, William Heiser is a man, let people know, Phil, he's a respectable man.
Yes, William Heiser is a respectable man. Every year he goes and does these 4th of July talks. Mr. Heiser has gotten up in years, and we have Mrs. Who is it?
I think her name is Mrs. Belfin.
Mrs. Belfin, and she came over from the...
Now, he's in a retirement home. He's over there at the Foyd Foundation on the cliffs.
Okay.
So, all right, he's in one of the cabins.
He's in one of the cabins there on the cliffs, Phil.
I don't know this. I'm sorry, I hit the microphone.
Yeah. God damn.
Take it easy, bud.
You don't know the Foyd Foundation?
No, I don't.
They have those cabins on the cliffs, and it's a beautiful retirement area. It's a little dangerous, so they... You saw the chicken wire, right?
Is that where they put that up?
Yeah, they put the chicken wire up along the cliff because some of the retirees, not all of them, but some of them were stepping off the cliff.
Good God.
No, they were fine. They were fine. They just, it's kind of muddy. They would slide down the mud.
No one got hurt.
They're stepping off the side of a cliff into what?
Into some mud, and then they'd slide down the hill. So they just put chicken wire up.
You know, that's a beautiful view over there, man. And they put up chicken wire, which is bound to destroy that view, just so these elderly people don't walk off the side of a cliff and slide down the mud.
And I want the record to show he's laughing.
I am not laughing at all.
You're well, Mr. Henry.
I saw the corners of your mouth turn up like...
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. All right.
Mr. Heiser is in our green room. We set that up especially for him. Mr. Heiser, you're on, sir.
This is William Heiser, wishing all of you a very merry, happy 4th of July, with the hopes that America continues on its path, its journey of freedom and democracy, and that we continue to grow and to flourish as a free society. I'm hearing things. And that's the problem. I hear things now. I'm at that age now where I'm hearing music. I think I just heard a song by the, what is the group? The Spice Girls. I just heard the Spice Girls doing the song, you know, I need a little love, but I've never needed love before. I want to do it to you, baby. This is disturbing, and it is something that distracts me. As a man who is known to give speeches and to give talks around the country on the 4th of July, the fact that now in my life I'm hearing Spice Girls music, and the other one that I heard was the theme to Twin Peaks. And that's also something that bugs me, God.
Well, what would you like to do? That's all we're asking for.
You know what I would like, Mrs. Cotton, is for you to stay arm's length away from me.
All right. But all any of us want for you, Mr. Heiser...
I get it already.
You talk about hearing Spice Girls music, and you say you hear the theme from Twin Peaks. You also said the other day you heard the group...
I heard a Moody Blues... Yes, I heard a Moody Blues song.
And do you have this on your person? Do you have this music?
No, I don't. How many different ways would you like me to say it? Do you want me to say it standing on my head? Would you like me to say it with my fly open?
You know, that's the kind of talk it's not going to help you.
All right. Well, it's not helping me for you to tell me what are you saying? I'm not hearing these things?
I'm asking you, if you're hearing these things, what can we do to help you not to hear them?
I'm William Heiser.
Yes, sir.
And I'm here every year giving my talk on the freedoms and on the independence of America and how we can forge forward into the future.
No, I know that, Mr. Heiser.
Wait a minute. How we can forge forward into the future as a free society.
And in so doing that, you need to be able to do that with a clear mind.
Yes, I do.
All right. And not be hearing because...
You're doing the cuckoo thing. This is what she does. Many of you don't know who Mrs. I even forgot your name.
Mrs. Gibling.
Many of you don't know this lady. She's been my nurse for many years, and she is rapidly, I think, succeeding in convincing me that the music I hear is not there. In other words, it's not from any physical source. It's regurgitating up in my memory. I don't know where it would have been that I would hear that Spice Girls song.
Well, what is it called?
I don't know. It's the one that goes, "Are you as good as I remember you, baby? Get it on, get it on."
What?
You asked me a question, I gave you an answer.
Right, and the other song?
The other song was the theme from Twin Peaks, and the other song was a Moody Blues song.
A Moody Blues song. And you didn't have this on a phone?
No, I had no music playing. I heard this.
Was it coming from a window?
No, there's no window. This is a studio.
All right.
But I know I'm not losing, you know, you would have to ask Mr. Henry if it's all right for me to say. I hear the young people say, I know I'm not losing my shit. Can you say that?
I'll check with him.
I know I'm not losing my shit. I know that I, William Heiser, I have my faculties and I understand what I'm trying to say about America. And as I was getting into the first phase of that, I heard, are you as good as I remember you, baby? Get it on, because tonight's the night.
No, I know that. I need a little love.
Yes. I need a little love, and boy, I've never had it before. That song touches a nerve in me.
Do you remember it from, well, you were much, that song came out when you were, how old?
I was in my 50s when that came out.
Okay.
So, no, it doesn't remember me. I do not remember me.
You don't remember it.
I don't remember it from my youth. What I would remember from my youth is Image of a Girl by the Safaris, you know?
I don't.
Okay, well, never mind. But that song came up. And every time I talk about America's freedoms and America's know-how and ability and the greatness that still lies before us in this country, I hear this, I need a little love like I never needed love before, gotta give it to you, baby. It's a very aggressive song.
Do you like it?
I do like it. That's the part it seems to speak to, a part of me that I identify with there. It says, I gotta have it, you know?
Uh-huh.
You know, I need a little love like a boy, I've never needed it before, gotta give it to you. And these are women singing that song. And that makes it more intriguing.
So she's saying, I need a little love like I never needed, and you better just...
You better get in here and deliver while the delivering's good. Wanna make love to you, baby, set your spirit free. It's the only way to be, do-do-do-do-do. You know?
No, I...
And then the other one... Free your mind from doubt and danger. It's the British one.
They're all British.
Okay. Well, it's the black girl.
I think that's... it's one of the Spice Girls.
Well, I know it's one of the Spice... Who is it? There's Ginger, there's Fat...
There's not a Fat Spice.
There's... The only one I remember is Ginger Spice. I think there's Sports Spice. There's... I don't know.
Can I suggest something, Mr. Heiser, that we... Get off this topic and get back to the 4th of July.
All right. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but as I get older, there are things I contend with in terms of sensory input. I'm not losing my mind, but as one doctor told me, sometimes the senses begin to speak on their own. They begin to act out. We begin to feel and sense through them things that we remember or things that we... just thought of or something stimulates it independent of what it is we're experiencing at that moment. So that's what happened there.
What about the other songs?
I don't want to talk about it. The other ones are irrelevant now.
It was mostly the Spice Girls.
It was mostly the Spice. I need a little love like I gotta get. God, I gotta get it.
There's something about that, you know?
I don't know.
General Shaw's here.
Oh, Galen, how are you?
I'm very good, William. And I was in the adjoining green room waiting to come up. I heard what you were saying.
Yeah. Do you know the song I'm talking about?
No, I don't. But I certainly understand there's some sort of a meaning there.
There seems to be a meaning for him, yes. And I don't know what it is.
Now, you came over with him from where he lives.
Yes.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
I'm not laughing. I don't know. It seems to me that now on our show, we've got someone who's on the air with us, who's living someplace and needs to have someone escort them.
Well, you know what, Gay?
I don't like being called Gay.
I'm sorry, Galen. You know, Yeah, I retired about 10 years ago. I lost Shirley. You know that?
I know that. God rest her soul.
Yes. And I decided that I would go over to the Font Foundation here, where they have the cabins, and they have the those cabins on the cliff, and I decided to retire to that. And Mrs. Fontenot is here, and she came over with me.
Yes, I escorted him here. And it's only because as he was doing his talk that he started to remember these things.
Yeah, no, I heard what you were saying. I need a little love. Now, what is the song?
It's a song by the Spice Girls. I was talking about America's greatness.
Yes.
And the one, and I do this every year. I give this talk on the 4th of July. And I tell everyone, America's greatness is ahead of itself. America is growing by leaps and bounds. Freedom. Freedom for all people, no matter what the creed, the color, no matter what the race, no matter what the sexual orientation. Freedom for all Americans. And as I'm talking, suddenly I hear, I need a little love.
Well, what does it say?
Well, the words are, I need a little love like I've never needed love before. But what I'm hearing is, oh, yeah. You know?
Well, you're embellishing.
No, I'm not embellishing. That's the import.
You think that's the meaning of the song?
Oh, yes, I do. Have you seen the Spice Girls?
No, I'm afraid I haven't.
I've seen them. They're very, very lovely.
Yes, they are. And when one of them sings to you, I gotta get some love like, oh, man, I never got it before.
You want to sit down?
I am sitting down.
Oh, no, I meant to say, do you want to lay down?
No, I don't want to lay down. No, I do not want to lay down.
All right, well, why don't we take a break?
You hit the microphone.
Sorry, why don't we take a break and...
All right. If you didn't have a subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show website, you'd be listening to a commercial right now.
Yes, welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, kind of a sedate 4th of July show. We have William Heiser, who is giving us his views, as he does every year, at a variety of meeting places. Correct, William?
Yes, that is absolutely correct. I love to give my take on the 4th of July and the future of America.
Right. Now, William Heiser.
Thank you. I want to apologize, and with me is Mrs. Bimfell.
He's called you something different.
It's okay.
What did you say?
Nothing. Go ahead.
With me is Mrs. Browncow, and she came over with me from the Founder Foundation. I live in a cabin on a cliff there, along with many other retired seniors. And I want to tell you all about the greatness of America's freedom here on this 4th of July. Yes, the greatness lies ahead of us. I'm hearing that song by the Spice Girls again.
I need a little love like I've never needed love before.
Yes, I've already talked to you about this.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been talking about this.
I'm not really hearing it, but now I'm remembering it. I need a little love. Oh, man, what I wouldn't give.
Well, which is your favorite Spice Girl?
The one with the blonde hair. Is that...
Baby Spice.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and she's the one that sings, "Are You As Good As I Remember?" Well, let me tell you what.
William.
Please don't William me, okay? Because while I'm in the throes of this fantasy of me and Baby Spice...
You and Baby Spice going to town.
Yeah. While I'm in the throes of the fantasy of me and Baby Spice going to town, then I look and I see Mrs. Gilligan here, and she's going, "William..."
You know, my name is Mrs. Agnes Decker.
Isn't that what I said?
No, you've called me by 6 different names.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, you imagine you and Baby Spice.
I imagine Baby Spice just parking it.
You've got to watch it, William.
William, please, okay? They'll never let you back on this radio station again.
All right, but you know she's the one.
I know that. I know the song you're talking about.
Why don't you, if you got to fantasize about it, what was the other song you remembered?
The other one was the theme from Twin Peaks. What am I going to fantasize about? All I see is someone staggering down a railroad track, and all I see is death.
Better than Spice Girls.
Better than... So on this, the occasion of America's birthday, as Baby Spice and I... Man, she's sitting right on top of it.
Okay, William, I'm going to take you out of here.
Goodbye.
William, it's great seeing you on this 4th of July.
Thank you very much. Have a happy 4th, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. We apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for the truncated show today. You remember as a, you know... All right, hold on, William. Yeah.
Get it on, get it on, because the night is the night when two become one. Oh, yeah.
Would you please?
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show on this 4th of July is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. This is General Galen Shaw. Have a happy and safe 4th of July.
Get it on, get it on.
Take his other arm. Take his other arm. Yeah, I got you now, huh?